Imagine falling in love with death himself. Not the hooded skeleton of folklore, but Hades brooding, powerful, and unexpectedly vulnerable. For Persephone, this is reality. Their relationship exists in a precarious balance between two worlds, her mortal life as an ambitious journalist and his eternal reign over the underworld. When they kiss, flowers bloom spontaneously around them. When they argue, the earth trembles. Their passion is as beautiful as it is dangerous. Interruptions during intimate moments symbolize their larger struggle between divine duties and mortal aspirations. Can love truly bridge such fundamentally different existences? This question forms the emotional core of their journey as Persephone navigates her emerging divine powers while fighting to maintain her independence and mortal connections. Their relationship becomes a powerful metaphor for modern partnerships, the delicate balance between individual identity and shared life, personal ambition and mutual support, independence and vulnerability. Their relationship becomes a powerful metaphor for modern partnerships, the delicate balance between individual identity. The Olympian pantheon operates like a dysfunctional royal family with godly powers and ancient grudges. When Persephone's friend Cybele loses her prophetic abilities after rejecting Apollo's advances, Persephone publishes an exposé on Apollo's history of abuse, including Daphne and Cassandra's stories, despite Hades' warnings. The backlash is severe. Mortals who criticized Hades refused to acknowledge Apollo's darker nature, preferring his golden image. Headlines attack her as Hades' lover rather than addressing her evidence. Meanwhile, Persephone discovers Hades' dual nature. Beyond his fearsome reputation, he secretly runs numerous charitable foundations while also controlling New Athens' criminal underworld through Iniquity, a nightclub serving as neutral territory for crime families. His moral code operates differently, shaped by millennia of observing humanity's darkest impulses. He contains evil rather than eliminating it, channeling criminal profits into charitable works. This revelation forces Persephone to confront what becoming his queen truly means, inheriting not just the underworld, but a complex network of mortal influence she's only beginning to comprehend. The gulf between divine and mortal perspectives becomes painfully clear when Persephone's best friend Lexa is critically injured. Desperate, Persephone begs Hades to save her, only to learn divine power has limits. He cannot interfere. Lexa's soul is in limbo, and resurrection requires exchanging another life. The black markings covering his body are life threads from previous bargains with the fates, each representing a terrible cost. This refusal creates a deep rift between them. To Persephone, saving her friend justifies any price. To Hades, who has witnessed countless deaths over millennia, interfering often creates greater suffering. When Persephone defies him and bargains with Apollo's, she learns this lesson harshly. Apollo heals Lexa's body, but leaves her soul broken. Lexa returns fundamentally changed, detached, and haunted. The situation ends with Lexa's suicide. At the River Styx, she reveals this was always her intention. Her time had ended after empowering Persephone. This devastating loss forces Persephone to understand Hades' burden. Sometimes, accepting death is the only compassionate choice. Demeter's shadow looms over Persephone through manipulation. Having hidden her daughter's divine nature, Demeter micromanages Persephone's life, dictating her college major and arranging meetings with suitable romantic prospects while undermining her relationship with Hades. Her most insidious scheme involves Luce, Hades' former lover whom Demeter had transformed into a poplar tree. After Hades restores Luce, Demeter exploits her vulnerability, forcing her to help destroy Persephone's trust in Hades through staged photos, suspicious texts, and a devastating illusion in the Forest of Despair showing Hades and Luce together. This deception triggers Persephone's catastrophic rage, withering plants, splitting Earth, and pulling massive roots from the upper world into the underworld, revealing her suppressed powers have grown dangerous. Their confrontation peaks in Demeter Spartan, when Demeter refuses to apologize, maintaining her right to protect her daughter. Persephone turns her mother's beloved flowers to ash. Demeter's chilling response, "My flower, you are more like me than you realize," suggests Persephone's capacity for vengeance mirrors her mother's worst qualities. Under Hecate's guidance, Persephone masters her volatile divine abilities through meditation and magical rituals. Her powers manifest beautifully, creating flowers from barren earth, ripening fruit with a touch, bringing warmth to the underworld. Yet when emotional, these same abilities turn destructive, thorns erupting from her skin, dark vines sprouting unbidden, landscapes transforming with her feelings. Hecate hints at a deeper darkness within Persephone, suggesting her powers may extend beyond spring's renewal to include destruction and transformation. This revelation both frightens and intrigues her as she confronts her complex divine nature. Her most dramatic displays emerge in Crisis. When Apollo attempts to flay Marsyas for winning a music competition, Persephone freezes time to save him. When Perithous assaults her in the Bardens, lethal thorns erupt defensively, showing her magic's protective yet violent capacity. By the story's end, Persephone begins integrating these contradictory aspects, creation and destruction, growth and decay, recognizing them as essential to her identity as both goddess of spring and future queen of the underworld. Persephone's identity as a journalist remains central throughout the narrative. She views journalism as a sacred calling, giving voice to the voiceless and holding the powerful accountable, even gods. Her professional ethics face tests when her boss demands she write about her relationship with Hades or lose her job, which she refuses. Later, she confronts the moral dilemma of exposing Apollo's abuse despite promising Hades she wouldn't challenge him. She chooses truth over safety, but faces significant backlash. Readers refuse to believe ill of Apollo, and she suffers professional ostracism, revealing journalism's limitations against divine power. This experience catalyzes her most empowering decision, launching The Advocate, an online platform for those silenced by the powerful. Her first article announces her engagement to Hades while reflecting on how their relationship evolved from bargain to love, teaching her that power comes from confidence, from belief in your own worth. This venture represents Persephone integrating her mortal passion for truth with her divine ability to create change. At its core, this is a love story, questioning whether true partnership can exist between beings of vastly different power and experience. While external threats like Demeter's manipulations and Apollo's interference create obstacles, the greatest challenges emerge from within. Hades struggles with Persephone's mortal attachments, while she must reconcile her independence with his protective nature. Communication failures repeatedly separate them. Persephone feels abandoned when Hades misses important moments, like Lex's hospitalization or the solstice celebration. These misunderstandings stem from fundamentally different perspectives, his millennia in isolation versus her valuing emotional presence and shared experiences. Yet they consistently find their way back to each other. When Persephone asks what he would do if her life were threatened, Hades admits he would burn this world for her, but questions if she could bear that burden. The story concludes with Hades proposing with a diamond ring he's kept since their first meeting. "I would have chosen you 1,000 times over. The fates be damned." Their love becomes an act of defiance against cosmic order itself.